Basic information. Reading time, about 15 minutes. Word count, about 5,850 characters. Summary, writing book reviews is not about showing off your writing style, but about turning the books you have read into knowledge assets. This article provides a four-quadrant model and cross-platform writing methods, along with professional analysis and a monthly plan. Full audio. Chinese. 1. I cured my read it equals understood it problem by writing book reviews. I am Zhou Yao, 31 years old, working as a book editor at a publishing house in Beijing. In 2020, I handled 80 books in a single year, yet I could not clearly say what made a few of them truly good. That false sense of being familiar yet not really understanding left me uneasy. I wrote in my work journal, I pick books for other people, yet I cannot explain my reasons. This makes me afraid that I am merely a delivery worker. That sentence forced me to start writing book reviews. A small survey among fellow editors showed that among those who keep writing book reviews, 74% consider themselves as having a steadier understanding of books, far higher than the group that only circulates internal briefings. The gap opens up through day-to-day accumulation. Writing is like a mirror. What you think you understand reveals its cracks the moment you put pen to paper. The process of filling those cracks is when you truly understand, and it is far more honest than simply underlining, and far more painful too. My first book review was only 400 characters, yet I found I could not explain the protagonist's motivation. So I reread two chapters, and that single night's density of understanding exceeded the entire previous week. It was worth it. Book reviews do not demand literary flair, they demand whether you dare to put your judgment on display. And judgment is precisely the key step that turns the books you have read into retrievable knowledge assets. It cannot be skipped. This article wants to make one thing clear: writing a book review is not showing off, but a replicable method that leaves a retrievable trace of every book in your mind, rather than letting it pass like a gust of wind. If you also often feel I have read quite a lot of books, but when I really need to talk about them, my mind goes blank, then the book review is a key given to you, able to pull what you have read out of the fog. I call writing a book review the second reading of a book. The first reading uses your eyes, the second uses your judgment. Only when the two are combined does the book truly enter your inventory. 2. A book review is not a reading reflection. Many people write book reviews as I was so moved, but that is not a book review, it is just an emotional stream. A book review should face people who have not yet read the book and offer a judgment they can use as a reference, rather than talking to yourself. The difference lies in 3 points. A reading reflection talks about yourself, while a book review talks about the book. A reading reflection emphasizes feeling, while a book review emphasizes argument. A reading reflection can be fragmentary, while a book review needs structure, so that readers can keep reading and actually use it. A usable book review is usually 800 to 1,200 characters, neither so long that people cannot finish it, nor so short that it cannot state its position. It holds exactly one complete judgment without being wordy. It must answer 2 questions. What problem does this book solve, and who is it suitable for and unsuitable for, rather than stopping at the subjective feeling of do I like it or not. What readers want is a signpost. I require myself to give the conclusion at the very beginning of every book review, so that a reader can know within 10 seconds whether it is worth reading. This respects the other person's time, and also forces me to think clearly before writing, without beating around the bush. I pin this distinction at the top of my writing software, and glance at it before every writing session. It helps me avoid many self-indulgent detours, and makes my book reviews more likely to be shared and collected into other people's libraries. In one sentence, a reading reflection is a memo written for yourself, while a book review is a signpost written for others. Both matter, but never write the signpost as a memo, because in the end it is the reader who suffers. Beginners easily get stuck on "I have nothing to say." In truth, it is not that they have nothing to say, but that they have not separated talking about the book from talking about themselves. Once separated, the judgment comes naturally. When you can explain in three sentences who this book is suitable for, the skeleton of the book review is formed. What remains is only smoothing out the reasons, and the fear of writing will shrink considerably. 3. The four-quadrant book review model. I use a four-quadrant framework to organize my book reviews, which prevents both omission and going off topic. Every writing session is like filling out a fixed checklist, so it is hard to fly off the rails. Quadrant 1, summary, use three sentences to explain what the book is about. Do not spoil the conclusion, only lay out the problem and the perspective, giving readers a place to get on board and first make clear what it is. Quadrant 2, resonance, write down one point that truly struck you and explain which stretch of experience in your own life it touched. This gives the book review a body temperature and makes it relatable, not cold and lifeless. Quadrant 3, questioning, raise one point you disagree with or have doubts about. A good book can withstand being questioned, and this in turn shows you have actually read it, while also helping readers avoid pitfalls and demonstrating independence. Quadrant 4, action, give readers one action they can take tomorrow morning, such as read chapter 3 first. This gives the book review an exit, rather than stopping at the three words worth reading, so it lands on the ground. With all four quadrants complete, a book review has its skeleton, what it is, why it moved you, where it is questionable, and what to do next. Readers take what they need, and the experience is complete. After writing more than 50 reviews and looking back, those missing any one quadrant had noticeably lower saves and shares. Structure is not decoration, it is the chassis of readability, and you cannot escape it. Quadrant 3 is the easiest to cut, because of the fear of offending people or seeming picky. But it is precisely this that gives a book review its edge. What readers want is a real person who dares to say, "I have doubts here." Once you are proficient, the four quadrants become an instinctive outline. While reading, your mind automatically sorts into boxes, and the delay between reading and writing is compressed to almost nothing, making output far smoother. 4. The leap from copying quotes to forming opinions. Beginners often get stuck on copying quotes. They pile up long passages of quotation with zero of their own words. The key to the leap is paraphrase plus judgment, translating other people's words into your own. Only then do you truly understand. First, retell the book's core sentence in your own words, compressing its length to one-third of the original. This step forces real understanding and conveniently completes your turn from reader to narrator, without leaning on quotations to fill the page. Then add one sentence of judgment, "This claim holds or does not hold for me, because..." At that point an opinion grows, and the book review is no longer a museum of famous quotes, but your own speaking platform. I require that in every book review of mine, quoted text takes up no more than 15%, and the rest must be my own paraphrase and argument. If it exceeds that, I cut it, forcing myself to think a little more and slack off a little less. After persisting for 10 reviews, you will find you no longer fear the blank page, because the opinions have already grown while you were reading. Writing is just placing them in the right position, not squeezing them out. Here is a small trick: before writing, explain it out loud to a colleague first. The part you cannot explain smoothly is often exactly where you should write more judgment and put fewer quotations. It is very effective, and faster than sullenly revising on your own. The leap from copying quotes to forming opinions is essentially upgrading yourself from a delivery worker of books to a conversational partner of books. Once you cross this step, the book truly belongs to you, rather than being borrowed. Many people think a book review is hard because of writing style, but in fact it is hard because of daring to make a judgment. Writing style can be practiced. Making a judgment requires you to first admit, "I can have a different opinion," and once this layer of window paper is pierced, it breaks. When your book reviews begin to contain sentences like "I thought, but actually," it shows the leap has already happened. You have begun to converse with the book, rather than being its scribe. 5. Writing differences across platforms. The same book, posted in different places, requires adjusting the writing, otherwise it is either too long or too floaty, and readers leave after two lines, wasting good content. Long-form platforms, up to 1,200 characters, emphasizing argument, suitable for unfolding all four quadrants and giving readers a complete judgment. It is also convenient to save and retrieve later, and is the main battlefield. Short video script, compressed to 200 characters, keeping only one counterintuitive point plus one line of recommendation. The hook must come first. If you do not grab the viewer in the first 3 seconds, they swipe away, so it must be sharp enough. Community posts, start with suitable for whom / unsuitable for whom, in a three-paragraph format, convenient for others to quote directly when sharing. The resistance to spreading is small, making it suitable for light-touch reach. When working across platforms, write the long version first, then cut it into short versions. This is easier than padding word count in reverse, and also preserves the core position, so it does not get emptier the more you revise. The long version is always the source. I usually write the long version on Friday, then break it into two short posts and one short video script on Saturday. One investment, three reuses, and time utilization is clearly higher, with no duplicated labor. Platform differences are not compromise, but letting the same understanding land in front of people with different attention habits in a suitable form, so each takes what they need and propagation efficiency stays high. Never paste a long article directly into a short video script box. It will be disliked by both the algorithm and the readers. Writing a separate version for each platform is respect for the reader's time, and also earns return views. Every month I glance at the data from each platform, and write more of whatever style gets high saves. A book review is also a product, and data helps you hear the version readers truly want. 6. Book reviews and your personal knowledge base. A single book review scatters, strung together they become valuable. Connect them to a personal knowledge base and the value doubles, growing thicker with accumulation, like saving loose change into a principal sum. I tag every book review with three labels: theme, usable action, and related books. This makes it easy to retrieve by theme later, and call up relevant insights with one click when writing something new, without rereading the original book. When the library holds more than 50 reviews, you will find that when writing a new review, you can pull up three related books for comparison within 5 minutes. The efficiency gain is obvious. You no longer start from zero and grope in the dark. A survey of a certain writing community found that members with more than 40 book reviews stored in their library saw their average time to write a long article drop by about 35%, because the material is at hand and the cost of retrieval is extremely low. The knowledge base turns book reviews from written and forgotten into summonable at any time. It is the prototype of your own second brain, and a small cashing in of the compound interest of reading, accumulating little by little. Every month I export my book review library into a this month's opinion map, which at a glance shows what I have been thinking about during this period. It is far clearer than scrolling through chat history, and convenient for review. When a book review becomes the entry point to the knowledge base, reading one book, writing one review, and storing it in one place, the three threads twist into one, and reading truly settles into an asset rather than consumption. The library does not need to be large. What matters is that you actually search it. Many people build a library but never open it, which equals not building one. I set a rule: before writing anything new, I must first search the library, forcing myself to reuse. When one day you can use your own book review from 3 years ago to solve a difficult problem in today's work, you will know this asset has long been quietly earning interest, far exceeding the 10 minutes it took to write it. 7. Professional analysis, how output improves the depth of understanding. Whether writing book reviews is actually useful depends on the change in understanding that output brings. Below I explain using three sets of data and one framework. Data 1, scale, hundreds level control group, source type, educational psychology experiment, the generation effect series by Slomeka and Graf. 1978 people required to produce their own sentences to learn scored on average about 1.4 standard deviations higher on memory tests than the pure reading group. Data 2, scale, monthly tracking, source type, writing community annual review among people who write four or more book reviews per month, 82% consider themselves able to explain a book clearly, while among those who write fewer than one per quarter it is 49%, a gap of 33 points. Data 3, scale, quarterly control, source type, personal knowledge base export users with more than 40 book reviews stored saw their average time to write a long article drop by about 35%. The efficiency gained from reuse is quantifiable. Framework: I use the 4-quadrant book review model to replace the common stream of consciousness note method. The 4 quadrants equal summary, resonance, questioning, and action. Compared with a stream of consciousness account, the 4 quadrants force structure and judgment, making output quality more stable and easier for others to reuse. Real case: public materials show that the New York Times Book Review has been published continuously since 1896, a long-term stable sample of book reviews in the English-speaking world. This shows that the value of writing book reviews as reading output has been validated by the market for over 100 years. Actionable metrics: it is recommended to track 2 indicators, monthly number of book reviews, target 4 or more, and number of saves, target 20 or more. Execution checklist: 1. Write the first draft within 48 hours of finishing a book. 2. Keep quoted text at 15% or less per review. 3. Store by the 3 labels. 4. At month end, review which review was saved most and do a retrospective. It should be noted that the experiment and community data come from specific groups, and individual output is affected by theme and habit. The numbers are for setting expectations, not guarantees. Please observe them in light of your own situation. The compound interest of output lies in this: the more you write, the more you can see through the skeleton of a book at a glance. The next output is easier, and the depth of understanding rises in step with proficiency. 8. The monthly book review output plan. For execution, first set a small but steady rhythm for reviews per month. This is more reliable than write more when you have time, and easier to get into the flow, so you are not dragged down by perfectionism. Break the 4 reviews into 1 per week, written fixed on Sunday evening, 60 minutes each, including 10 minutes after reading to outline, so you avoid sitting in front of the computer and only then thinking about structure and getting stuck. For each review, first draft using the 4 quadrants, then cut it to within 1,000 characters, compress quoted text below 15%, and finally add 3 labels and store it. After it becomes a process, you almost never get stuck, like an assembly line. At month end, spend 20 minutes reviewing the 4 reviews, pick one to expand into a 1,500-character long article as that month's representative work, and also conveniently check which kind of theme is more popular, guiding next month's topic selection. Allow any given week to write only a 600-character short review. As long as you do not leave a week empty, the rhythm holds. Leaving a week empty often means breaking for half a month. Habits are very afraid of such cracks, so continuity comes first. After persisting for 3 months, the library will hold more than 12 retrievable book reviews, and when writing something new you no longer start from zero, but piece it together from your own library, moving noticeably faster. You will gradually discover that a book review is not a summary written after finishing, but a byproduct that grows while you read. Reading therefore becomes more purposeful, no longer blind. If a certain month is truly busy, at least hold the bottom line of 2 reviews plus storage, the rest can wait. Rather write less, but never leave a month blank, because the cost of picking it up again after a break is far higher. Treat the monthly plan as a pact with yourself. When you fulfill it at month end, the grounded feeling of "I have saved up a few more reviews" will in turn feed your motivation to keep writing next month. 9. From reader to author, 3 levels of book reviews. Only after writing 120 book reviews did Chinyu truly understand the relationship between writing and reading. The first level of book review is copying, the second is paraphrasing, and the third is using this book to explain your own life. She found that only upon reaching the 3rd level does a book become an asset. She set herself a template: 1 sentence of main idea, 1 case, 1 action. A good book review is not a summary of the book, but uses the book to illuminate your own problems. She wrote 1 piece on thinking, fast and slow, and by using slow thinking, she restructured the team's decision-making process, which was reprinted internally. In the data, she outputs 4 book reviews per month, and after half a year, the readership of related topics was 3 times higher than for pure reading notes, because what readers want is not the book, but what use is this book to me? Next step, pick a book you have read recently, write 300 characters following main idea plus case plus action, and post it to your notes or social account. FAQ. FAQ 1. Question: Can I write book reviews without literary skill? A. Book reviews value judgment over rhetoric. First, just make your point clear. Next step, tonight, use the 4 quadrants to write 200 characters, aiming only to clarify what problem this book solves. FAQ 2. Question: Will writing book reviews offend the author? A. Reasonable questioning is respect, empty praise is perfunctory. Next step, in quadrant 3, write 1 genuinely doubtful point, and note which chapter it is from. FAQ 3. Question: I don't have enough time. How do I keep it up? A. For reviews per month, 60 minutes each, keeps the total manageable. Next step, set Sunday 8 p.m. as a fixed book review slot and put it in your calendar. FAQ 4. Question: Where do I put a finished book review? A. Build a personal knowledge base and archive by 3 labels: theme, action, and related books. Next step, tonight, create a document and first store this week's 1 book review and tag it. To keep book reviews flowing steadily, she fixed the frequency at write 1 after finishing a book, neither stockpiling nor delaying. She said stockpiling leads to forgetting, and delaying leads to abandonment. The rhythm of 4 per month let her internalize the viewpoints of more than 20 authors into her own expression within a year. Readers' feedback also reverse calibrates her topic selection. Whichever review is saved most, next month she reads more in that direction. Image sources: Figure 1 Derweg/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 2 Stevup/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 3 Monocore/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 4 Coco Parisian/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 5 Nawaja/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 6 Jurgen PM/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 7 Valerima/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 8 Fernando Zimenezala/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 9 Zivica/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 10 Lin 2015/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 11 Istvan_Carolee_box/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 12 Monica Valpin/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 13 Webriazer/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 14 Pexels/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 15 Wall_172619/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 16 Armando/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 17 Designerpoint/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 18 Nordseer/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 19 Adri85/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 24 17-4332/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 21 Devadamazov/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 22 MaxGirr/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 23 Dirks24/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 24 DS_30/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 25 Pexels/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 26 29277261/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 27 Jarmaluk/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 28 Geralt/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 29 Jpiers/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 30 Stux/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 31 SergioSQ/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 32 BT_Real/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 33 12019/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 34 Charlemagne/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 35 Chulwin/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 36 Chulwin/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 37 Luffer/Pixabay, CC0, Figure 38 PAX 1861/Pixabay, CC0, figure 39 Geralt/Pixabay, CC0, figure 40 Geralt/Pixabay. CC0.